This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out, procrastination, putting it off, kicking the can down the road. In, plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out, carpet in the bathroom. Like, why? In, knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
Sabres Live is presented by Seneca Resorts and Casinos. Nothing else comes close.
Will James Reimer run his win streak to 8 games tonight? Welcome in with Marty. I'm Brian. And did you sign the waiver before today's show?
No, but I think we should check with the record books to make sure that this is a 7-game win streak for James Reimer and that along the way nothing happened. Because
you're missing my point completely. So.
No, what is the
point? I had a medical procedure today that is not leaving me in a good place, so I don't want to feel entirely responsible for anything or everything that gets said on the show. And since we're co-captains of this, I'd like you to be signing a waiver so if
I would never sign any waivers. I am in with you. We're duo, remember?
Okay.
So if you're going down, I'm going down with you.
Okay.
But let's try not to make that happen today.
I'm trying not to. I just wanted to put it out there that if you continue to hear factual errors more than usual, this is my out clause today.
Well, I'm sure people are yelling right now saying there's a factual error, Duffer, because James Reimer has 7-game win streak going on right now.
Yes.
The Sabres record is 9. Jerry Desjardins had 9-game win streak. I already had some people last game tweet at me and say, Marty, didn't Ryan Miller have a bit longer streak? And didn't you have a longer streak? Ryan Miller had a 12-game win streak, but spanning over 2 seasons. He had a 4-game to end the 05-06 and then 8-gamer to start the 06-07.
Could be my least favorite thing in sports when leagues try to marry one season to another.
Okay, well,
it's not a thing.
It's not a thing. Perfect.
Not a thing.
So that doesn't count. So Ryan Miller does have 2 8-game win streak. But then some people were like, Marty, what about your 13-game winning streak? Okay, I won 13 starts in a row. I won 2 games and then lost in a shootout to the Rangers when Mika Nornan got hurt in the overtime, faced 1 shooter in the shootout, and then I went in for 2 shooters, gave up 2 goals, got an overtime loss. So, but if you make the math, I had 2 wins, 2 starts that I won, 1 not a start that I lost in overtime. What happened to the other 11? Well, I won 5, and then Lindy decided to throw me in relief to Mika Nurminen against San Jose in a 5-0 loss. Mm-hmm. I got a no decision. But the NHL considers that as a streak buster. So I did not get, and then I won 6. So I had an 11-game win streak, but because I got a no decision in the middle of it, which was a streak buster, it's not in the records.
The simple fact of the matter is you won 11 consecutive starts, correct?
13, actually. 13 consecutive starts. Yeah.
Okay. Very good.
Yeah.
Well,
so
I'm here for you. I
thank you.
I would validate that. I would have it notarized. I would have it authorized. I would have it printed. I would have it digitally stored. I think your streak is valid.
You know what else I did yesterday?
Because as long as you include the proper wording.
It has to be consecutive starts one.
That's it.
13 consecutive starts
baseball
one.
Baseball does it all the time. Oh my God, watch any broadcast. Like, you know, anyway.
Well, also yesterday, the Calgary Flames produced a broadcast last night, and they had a lot of stories about Greg Millen and, you know, his on and off the ice. But did you know that there is, well, number one, there's one goalie that had a shootout streak in the expansion era, starting in 67, 68, that was six shutouts in a row.
Shutout streak? Yeah.
Yeah. That's Brian Boucher. Remember the Brian Boucher?
Five
shutouts in a row. Yes. Sorry. I made the mistake, so you're coming down with me. So he had five shutouts in a row. Nobody in the expansion era has had four shutouts in a row. Right. And then there is a bunch of guys that had three shutouts in a row. Greg Millen was one of those guys. Mm-hmm. He had three shutouts in a row. Yours truly over here is also on that list. So I'm actually...
For which team?
For the Sabres. So it was... With the Sabres in 2000, and let me see, I gotta find it here.
Who is my guess?
Where am I? Oh, yeah, right here. 2002, 2003. So
but
I
which
had.
Which part of it? The earliest part?
It was the end. Because it was, I had the Ryan Miller red gloves. People that remember, I had the equipment always fitting. And I was tweaking with some of the things moving into the next year. And then Ryan Miller got called up or whatever. He had a red glove with some blue for the Rochester. And I grabbed his glove because he didn't like it. I'm like, do you mind if I practice with it? And he's like, yeah, go ahead. And I practiced with it. And then I played. And then I went three straight shutouts. So they used to call it the stop sign. It looked like I was holding a stop sign.
I love that.
Yeah.
Will that glove or anything similar be up for auction at Catwalk for Charity tonight?
I don't even know what that glove is. It potentially could be in Rob Ray's attic because he had taken a lot of stuff out of my stall. There's going to be a lot of options for auctions, a lot of items for auctions tonight at Catwalk for Charity. It's going to be awesome.
Let's get that info up there just to promote in case people haven't got their tickets last minute. Obviously, we've been hyping this for a while. Big week for Ryan Miller because he's going to be in Rochester tomorrow night for the Amherst Hall of Fame. But tonight, even in our pregame coverage, we'll be giving you a little sample size of what's going on from Seneca One Tower. And obviously, go to sabres.com/catwalk to get involved. The list is long of luminaries in Buffalo sports and entertainment.
Yeah, it's going to be a great event. And last year was the first time in many, many years that they brought it back, and it was so much fun.
But completely different this year. That's the beauty of it.
Yeah, like, it's a great, a different venue, a great venue.
All due respect to the host, but like way more star power this year, Marty.
We had more, you and I were there, so the star power was great. We're showing pictures on MSG. JP Dumont was a part of it. He was awesome. You had Tim Kennedy and Michael Jackson's. There was so many players there. It was fun, but you're right. There's going to be a crossover this year with Bandits and other, you know, sports and celebrities. So it is going to be a great event. A lot of jerseys, a lot of different items up for auction. So it will definitely be a fun night.
What do you think? We always ask this. What was the takeaway from last night? What do you think is going to be the takeaway from this event tonight? What stories are you going to hear percolating through the, the gossip mill here in Western New York after a night like tonight?
You never know what stories are going to be, because you know what the story I tell people about the very first Catwalk for Charity?
Right. I think this is Ryan what Miller? People in Western New York tend to gravitate to. Remember what those guys used to get up to? So,
well, what the story I tell people about that first event was the fact that, you know, Millsy put this thing together with a lot of help from people, and Jim Kelly was at the event, and Jim Kelly decided to bring a good friend of his, also known as Shooter McGavin. And Shooter McGavin was at the event, and he kept doing the pew, 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 pow, 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 the finger guns and all of that everywhere. He was in Shooter McGavin, like, role. for the whole night. And it was hilarious. So yeah, I don't know that anybody can top that, but I'll give everyone a good chance to stand out.
Can't wait. Thank you in advance for those who have bought tickets. I would encourage any others that are on the fence about it, check it out. It really will feel like you're walking into a very special Buffalo-specific place, especially when you think of it as the catwalk and the fashion that has been displayed over the years, or lack thereof. And I think it completely flips on its head this year with legitimate, awesome, amazing, all like systems go, great designers in our fashion forward world here in Western New York. Yep. Like, we are so blessed with so much young talent. And I think that's going to be the thing that people recognize the most is, holy cow, we have so many creatives in this community, and they're going to be a big part of tonight.
Yeah, it is going to be at the at Seneca One, you know, that's the Seneca One Tower. So, but it's been all redone inside, and people that have seen it have been to events. I want to say that I think my kids are having their prom there this year. Like, nice. It's one of those places that is really cool and all redone. So it is going to be a really, really fun and a different event than what you go to charity events. A lot of charity events are just, like, in the summertime, their golf tournament, they're this, but this is completely different. Like, this is what makes this event so unique.
Huge shout out to New Era for being on board with so much in the way of community. And here on this one, sabres.com/catwalk. And I think you make a really good point. Not that we can get too far ahead and thinking of golf tournaments based on where we're at weather-wise. But yes, that is typically how we, you know, often see fundraisers happen here and everywhere. But this is different, and it's super fun. And, you know, again, looking forward. And thanks to Ryan Miller, obviously. And interestingly, with the Amherst Hall of Fame night for Ryan tomorrow, he could have been entering Blue Cross Arena tied with Devin Levi for most shutouts in a season at 8. However, Levi and company had a tough third period. They were leading Belleville 2-0 and then ran into, well, he surrendered an early goal, and I thought they were fine, but then they took consecutive delay of game penalties. Belleville scored on that. Belleville scored late, then scored an empty netter and won the game 4-2. So the Senators take 2 out of 3 in this three-game window against Rochester and kept their slim playoff hopes alive, while the Amherst missed out, unfortunately, to get within 2 of Laval, which would have had them facing the Rocket on Friday with a chance to tie for first. But it's a tricky time of year roster-wise. It's a tricky time of year motivation-wise. Not that there's ever an excuse for not having it. It's just you've lived these experiences, and this brings it back to tonight, Buffalo-Columbus. Sadly, Columbus really, I mean, as much as they want to be motivated, the reality is everybody that's sitting on 79 points is basically out at this point. Yes. Like, it's not likely to happen. Montreal is going to get the final playoff spot. And that's why we sit here and we talk about the games, and we try to find where is the true meaning in it, and probably why we let off with Reimer to start the show, because why not? James is doing something nobody thought he would be doing as a Buffalo Sabre to close out this year. So good for him.
Yeah, it's great for him. That doesn't change the discussion moving into next year as to how do you move forward with, you know, goaltending. You know, a lot of people keep asking me that. I tell them the same thing. Look, Carter Hutton had an 8-game win streak. Mm-hmm. Well, you know what? That was when the Sabres won 10 in a row. And look, he was part of that streak and he was doing great. But that didn't fix, you know, the goaltending then. I don't think James Reimer fixes the goaltending now, but I think James Reimer opens up the door and saying, look at the teams that are in the playoffs right now. Look at the Toronto. They completely revamped their goaltending and it made a difference. Look at Colorado revamping their goaltending in season. Mm-hmm. It made a difference. Vegas, Winnipeg, Dallas, the LA Kings went and acquired Darcy Kemper. It made a difference. Darcy Kemper has been fantastic for them. Yep. So that changes things. The teams that are missing, Detroit, going to miss the playoff. Their goaltending, not the problem this year, but it's not like where the other teams are at. Ottawa, they revamped their goaltending. They got Linus Ullmark. Mm-hmm. That's what the basic of the conversation is now, mm-hmm. is How do you go into next year and what do you do in the crease? But you got to give it to James Reimer. He's made a difference. And yes, you know, trying to get for eight in a row would be something pretty cool.
Expecting the same lineup, correct? From your standpoint?
Expecting the same lineup. Look, Norris is not practicing with the team. Greenway is not practicing with the team. There's no need to insert Bryson on the back end. You've got your three pairs that are playing well. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, the same lineup. I think our eyes are going to be drawn to Noah Ostlund again. Like, how does now three games, how does that kind of move forward and try to see something more? Mm-hmm. But, no, there's no need for any changes. And the consistency, once again, proves to be like, okay, when you can play consistently well and when your roster can stay consistent, it makes a difference.
Indeed. And the Malenstein, Ostlund, Lafferty line, no goals for, none against, and running at about a 55% Corsi here over the last three games that they've been together. Ostlund averaging roughly 10 minutes a night through the three games, which is pretty good. You know, I don't think there's anybody that has tried to come up and play a role and find themselves looking at the sheet after and sees 4, 5, 6. I got to think that 13 and 10 the last couple of nights feels an awful lot better. Feels like you're being trusted an awful lot more in this first venture, right?
Yes, absolutely. And that, I think that's also something that Lindy Ruff's has talked about all season long, is he wants to be able to use more of a four-line mentality. Mm-hmm. So, but when you're missing players and when you're not winning and then all of a sudden you're kind of loading up your top two lines and trying to generate more offense to overcome maybe some of the, you know, the defensive deficiencies that have happened throughout the season, it's hard to roll four lines. Now you can roll four lines. The only reason the other day that he didn't roll four lines as much was because Tampa was playing three plus two. They were playing 11 forwards, and they started to roll three lines. So Lindy Ruff decided to kind of roll three lines himself. But
when you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, like Alo, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
But
he got more of that game than he did the last game. Oh, no.
Yeah,
Boston. Boston, I was thinking, yes. Sorry, never mind.
Yeah.
I'd
Boston,
be wrong.
Boston, yes, you're right. So the first game Saturday was Tampa, and that one was a little less. But I think that when you look at playing Columbus tonight, Columbus is probably going to go and roll their four lines, and then Austin is going to get the normal regular shift and a little bit more experience again.
Darren Dreger at the bottom of the hour. You already mentioned Calgary's broadcast last night, Greg Millen. As soon as we got off the air yesterday, we learned of Ray Shiro's passing, and I don't even know where to start here. I know Darren will have a lot more to say at the bottom, but I would just say that whatever you read about Ray or hear about Ray in wake of his passing at 62, he was probably even better than a human being than, like, in most cases, like, just strip away all of this as to why we know the person, what their career was. Like, none of that matters, really. What a person. Like, what an absolute joy of a person to be around. And, man, just gut-wrenching yesterday.
Did you know his first name was actually Rajon? It was Rajon Shiro, and then they got shortened to Ray, which I just found out yesterday reading about him and seeing some of the tribute, like some of the tweets that people have put out there. And one of them says, "May you rest in peace, Rajon." And I was like,
"Yeah, that was from Rob Rossi in Pittsburgh."
Yeah, Rob Rossi. And that, my dad's name is Rajon. So I was like, "Oh my gosh." But you don't see that name a lot for English speaking people. It's more like of a French name, like Rajon Houle or, you know, like that type of thing.
That's has to be where it was from, right?
Well, it's from the family, right? It was a name through the family, but his dad, Fred Shiro, was also, for those that had never made the connection, was the Flyers coach who beat the Sabres, and you know the Flyers won the cup, and Ray Shiro used to Fred Shiro used to have all these saying on the blackboards, and he was always pictured with it.
Win today, walk together forever.
Yeah, win today, walk together forever. Then one of them said, no practice tomorrow, like after they won the cup, something like that. It was really cool. But it was a hockey family. It was a hockey, like the amount of knowledge that family had from Fred passing on to Ray and Ray with everybody that he worked with. Look, he was the GM in Pittsburgh when I was with the Flyers, and we lost to, you know, Sid and the Penguins consecutive years in the playoffs, and they went to consecutive finals. First one they lost to Detroit, next one they won. Like, that was Ray Shiro. Mm-hmm. He was a great, great hockey man. But you're right. When you read about him as a person, as a family person, as a it's very, very heartbreaking.
Part of me wonders how he was ever able to conduct actual business in his life, because not unlike you, he was willing to start up a conversation anywhere, anytime, with anyone. And it's
Kobe Armstrong told a funny story on the Sportsnet broadcast last night, because he got traded out of Pittsburgh to Atlanta, which brought in Hossa and Pascal Dupuis.
Yep.
And Ray Shiro's the one that traded him. And he goes, every time I would see Ray, Ray would always look at me and say, "Have you gotten over the fact that I traded you yet?" So it would be like, and then he would always say, Kobe Armstrong's mom called Ray Shiro one day because Kobe took a stick up by the eye, and his mom wanted Kobe to be forced to wear a visor. And Ray would always start like, "How's your mom doing? You know, she's the only mom that ever called me and like wanted me to do something." And it was all like, so he remembered those things, right? And it's not unlike, I talk about Jim Neal. Jim Neal is the kind of person and GM that remembers everything. Scouting background, watching hockey, remembers moments, and Ray Shiro was that same person.
So if I ever asked you to guess, you know, my favorite writer that covers the NHL, you would probably guess it, but I'm not going to make you go through the painstaking task. But it's Mike Russo.
I was going to say Mike Russo is probably one of the top guys, yes.
So he's been around long enough, and despite being local to certain markets, and specifically, incredibly, his work in Minnesota most recently, his work was always worthy of national attention, right? Yes. He's just such a gifted storyteller and writer. Well, he shared a piece yesterday from years ago with the lead in, just look at how Ray wrote this story for me. And it was all about Ray Shiro taking the chance on John Hines, who wanted to get out of the program and come into the American Hockey League as an assistant coach. And Shiro, and so it's basically a quote of the text conversation or the verbal, like the real conversation. And it's basically Ray dumping on John, like, are you crazy? Do you know how much this pays? What have you been told about this job? Right? Yeah. Boom, 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 down the line. And Ray's dropping F-bombs and all of this to him because it's like, you can't take that. You understand, you can't do this to help your career. And as the story goes, and wonderfully written, you know, John Hines took the opportunity. This was actually, Pittsburgh assistant coach. Yes, Wilkes-Barre. And then all of a sudden, movement happened. And before you knew it, he was head coach in the AHL. And then his career was underway. And here he is all these years later, with back with Ray again, because Ray was a senior advisor with the Minnesota Wild and Hines on the bench with the Wild. And Bill Guerin obviously woven in all of this because Ray and Bill were together in Pittsburgh when they won the Cup in 2009. Anyway, just hilarious and just devastating. What a tough week it's been.
It's been a bad week. And one more quick story, and I think I may have shared the story with you before, but so James Doughty at TSN, he got a new car one day, and his car had the voice text feature. So he got in the car, and he said, text Cheryl. So his wife's name is Cheryl. So they're like, what do you want to say to Cheryl? Hey, honey, can't wait to pick you up for dinner tonight. Hope you wear something really nice. You know, this, that, the other thing. And then he says, send. You want to send message? Yes. Message send to Ray Shiro. Because he said text Cheryl. But Siri heard text Shiro. And he sent this text message to Ray Shiro. And Ray called him back and was like, oh. So, taking the wifey out for dinner tonight.
Amazing.
So because that's, but can you imagine sending that to the wrong GM? It would maybe not go as well. But Ray Shiro had a field day with it, had so much fun with it, and it became a great story.
Yeah. Our condolences again to everybody in hockey, because everyone knows and loved Ray Shiro. It's hard to transition from these very difficult moments this week, and yet it is, you know, the game goes on. Last night, again, just incredible drama across the league, unreal comebacks, high-scoring games, legendary broadcasters. You name it, this down the stretch here has had it from a NHL stats and excitement standpoint. So we can't wait for the playoffs to begin. We got one match.
Bet the over, like RJ would always say.
Oh my gosh.
Last night, 100%. All five games went over.
Yeah. I actually meant to look up the total shots in all the games and do a group save percentage for all the netminders last night, but I forgot. I got time to get it for our pregame tonight. But New Jersey, Carolina is a matchup that is set for the opening round of this year's playoffs. The Sabres have tonight to start a three-game road trip. Then they're home for two, including Fan Appreciation Night on April 17th. Opportunity for you to win a couple of tickets to that and receive the Jason Zucker game-worn jersey on the ice after the game. Just visit sabres.com/jersey to win. We'll have Darren Dreger, our hockey insider from TSN, coming up.
In 2009, 3 days before Halloween, a grisly crime stunned the seaport town of Anacortes, Washington.
I can only describe it as evil.
From 48 Hours, this is Trained to Kill, the dog trainer, the heiress, and the bodyguard.
He couldn't control his obsession.
Who was the hunter and who was the hunted? Follow and listen to Trained to Kill on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.